Welcome to the Rising Modern Woman podcast. You are both a masterpiece and a work in progress, and that is okay. You are here on earth to grow, to learn, and to fulfill your soul's purpose. Hi, I'm Kath, your host. In this podcast, we talk about spirituality, personal development, mindset, and weaving your dream life. Knowing yourself, your soul, is the first step. Take back your power and be in charge of the life you are meant to live. You are more powerful than you think. Hello everyone, I am actually very surprised that I gathered the courage to create an episode for November, because I was actually planning to pause the podcast for a bit because of a lot of personal things that are happening right now, and I have to process and all that. But I really had the sudden urge to record something today to share probably the things that are going on and the reason why I thought of actually pausing the podcast. I don't even know how I'm gonna start this and all that, but probably since the year is nearing its end, it's a good time for us to reflect about how our year went and what we learned along the way and how we will integrate these learnings for us to be able to have a more fruitful year to come. I can't believe that it's literally November 2022 as I'm recording this, because this year, personally, for me, is a very quiet year. It was a year when I started truly listening to myself and trying to know myself better. If you're a new listener, by the way, I'm so happy that you're here. I'm Kath. I'm an Akashic Records reader. I share guidance from the Akashic Records, but I also share personal development stuff, practical tips, and all that in this podcast. And yeah, I started this with the goal of being there for someone who have felt the way I felt in the past or needs a supportive friend as they're going through something in their life. And I guess I started with a reflection of how the year went for me, because it has affected the way that I create content and put out content out there. And I think that sharing this kind of honest behind the scenes of what's happening will probably resonate with someone out there who is also struggling with his or her own creative process. No matter what you're doing, whether it's your day job or side project or anything, we all go through this phase of feeling like things are going slow, of feeling like you're too burned out to do anything. And I think that this whole process of me trying to know myself better this year is also changing the way that I view my process of how I create things. Basically, I am someone right from the beginning who is so structured, so organized. I have this notes, calendars, to-do lists, everything that you can think of for me to be able to make sure that I get something done and to make sure that I become consistent. And I think that this addiction to the lists and calendars and schedule started while I was growing up and while I was trying to learn about my relationship with the people around me. I think that growing up, I've always realized that one of the things that I can do as a person to make the people around me proud is to be as consistent and to be as perfect as possible in everything that I do. And I pressured myself so much. I did all that I can and wore myself out. So it has been very stressful for me. And that was my whole personality, even when I started working. And even as I started Rising Modern Woman, I don't want anything to go less than perfect. And I think that this whole idea of me wanting to put something perfect out there and wanting to comply with all the structures that I myself had made me feel suffocated. And instead of trying to do something about it, you know, change the way that I create content or change the way I scheduled stuff, I think that a part of me just wanted a break from all of it. The reason why I'm saying this is because I know that a lot of us are actually struggling with wanting things to be perfect. And sometimes that idea of perfectionism is holding us back from putting things out to the world. We want things to be as perfect as they can be before we finally release and let it go, not knowing that it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be perfect for someone to be able to relate to it or resonate with it. I think that along the way of striving for this perfectionism has made me so critical of everything that I do that it made me feel scared to sit in front of my microphone and record a podcast. By the way, I keep pausing while I'm recording this because I'm literally recording very early in the evening right now, and there are a lot of vehicles passing outside our house, and I hope that the microphone won't pick that up. But if it will, I'm so sorry. I hope it won't bother you too much. So yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I've been so critical of my work to the point that I can't create content and be satisfied with it unless it fits a certain standard that I don't even know where I got from. I was just too hard on myself. And because of that, I realized that there were moments as someone who loves to create content and loves to share content that instead of feeling this passion and inspiration to simply just showcase whatever I have learned for a certain month, whatever I have learned in my life, I was very fearful to do it, to the point that I was dreading creating a podcast episode because it may not be something that my audience would like to listen to. That's why I've been so quiet this past few weeks. And reflecting, really, this past eclipse season showed that realization in front of my face. And I had to pause and ask myself, should I keep aiming for something that is not possible? Should I keep aiming for quote-unquote perfection, knowing that perfection could never be actually achieved? And I guess the reason why I'm saying this is because I know that many of us are so stuck in that loop of wanting to make everything as perfect as it is. And I think that it really could stop us from sharing something that could actually bring magic to the world. You know, sometimes that random inspiration that comes to you, whether it's sharing a picture you took, whether it's sharing an art you created, sometimes it's everything that the person behind the screen needed at that moment. But because you are so afraid of it not looking perfect enough, you refuse to let it out there. And I think that's such a missed opportunity, you know, a missed opportunity to be there for someone who needs to see what you put out there right at this moment in time. And I guess that's also the reason why I'm recording this. Maybe some of you are struggling with the same thing of, you know, this loop of wanting to be perfect and just needed to hear that it's all right. It's all right if you put out something out there that is less than perfect. It's perfectly fine. And another thing is that I realized that as someone who consumes a lot of content, the people that I love listening to the most, when I look and listen to whatever they create, it's not perfection that I'm actually looking for. I'm looking to be understood. To give you an example, probably whenever I listen to music and love the music, it's not because the music is quote-unquote perfect, but because something in that piece of art resonates with me in my soul. And I think something doesn't have to be perfect for it to evoke that kind of emotion from other people. And no matter what you decide to put out in the world, there is someone out there behind their mobile phone, behind the screen, who is feeling the same thing that you're feeling or going through the same thing that you're going through. So this whole idea of perfectionism, I think, has really took that part of creation away from me and made me want to do everything in a manner that is, you know, precise or standardized. And that's not how art is created. It is created by, you know, that sudden bursts of inspiration and you following that inspiration and just creating without thinking if it's the best paintbrush stroke, if it's the best note, the best whatever it is. Yeah. I guess I just really wanted to share the reason why it has been so hard for me lately to show up. And I think when I created RMW, I know one thing that I would like to promise myself, and that is to always be honest and not to be afraid to be vulnerable. And I guess that's the thing that I'm actually doing right now. And apart from that, it has been really hard to grow up a year older this year because I left my early 20s. I'm not sure up to what age is considered early 20s, but I think I'm already past that mark. And that added on to a lot of pressure that I'm already feeling. And, you know, I have been obsessing over timelines because I see my peers, the people my age, doing something which is very different from where I am right now. And, you know, that feeling is just so real. And I know we all feel that way. So probably in this random episode, I also just want to share what I learned, what I'm keeping close to my heart whenever those thoughts do come up. And that is, you can pave your own way. You can create your own timeline. There is no standard. You don't have to follow any standard. You don't have to be a certain way at a certain age in your life. It's all right to pave your own path. It's all right to have your own unique story. It's perfectly fine. No one is grading you based on the rubrics or standards that society is telling you should follow. You can pave your own path. And keeping that statement close to my heart, I think, is the thing that's keeping me sane right now. And yeah, I'm just being vulnerable right now and sharing with you the real struggles of someone who is navigating existence. Living on Earth is really, really beautiful, but it comes with a lot of this struggles as well, which is wonderful because it helps our soul evolve and it helps us become better people, and we learn a lot from it. So embracing whatever phase you are in your life right now, I think is also one thing that I wanted to share. And as for the November lesson from the records, I didn't actually record an episode for it, but you can view that whole channeled message on my Instagram at Rising Modern Woman. This may sound like a cliche, but cliches are cliches because they're universally true in most cases. Trust your divine timing. Trust the divine timing of your life. Trust the divine timing of your life. And for once, even simply as you're listening to this, let go of any worries or anxieties about the future and be present. Try to be present. Feel your breath. Feel your feet on the earth. Ground yourself. It's all right to release all those worries, all those anxieties. It's perfectly fine. You are not required to stress out every day of your life. So I guess I'm leaving on that note. This really felt like one of the most genuine podcast episode that I've released in a while, and I'm so glad that you're here. I hope that you're feeling all right, doing fine as you're listening to this. And as always, I'm so happy you're here. I love you, and I'm sending you all my love.